As we start the best 5 minutes of the day with Jason Kanz. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, it's a very thick fog. Thicker than pea soup today.
So. Wow. I peeked out the window, but yeah. I hadn't noticed how dense it is yet. So.
Yep, it is. And then a little bit of, you know, kind of a surprise ice coating, which reminds you it is still winter. So.
Yeah, I suppose that's true.
But it has not felt like it, has it?
It has not. Definitely not felt like it.
Boy, so. Last couple days, totally spring. So.
Yeah. Yeah, I was actually walking back to my car yesterday afternoon and thought, this could actually qualify as a cool summer day. I mean, it was just kind of really out of the norm for the last day of January.
I was driving around for my sales job, and I mean, I'm rolling down the windows.
Yeah.
Rolling down.
Yep. Yeah, Heather had the window on the house open yesterday, too, so.
Yeah, I don't know. My wife, you know, looking ahead, I mean, we're enjoying this, but going, wow, how hot is it going to be this summer?
Yeah. Yeah. Hard to know.
I know. Okay. Well, I threw you a couple of ideas yesterday. I'm looking at your response right now, and you said either way. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Either way was fine with me.
So. All right. So I'm going to go with this then, because we did a Mental Health Monday just lightly here the last couple of weeks. We've done it before. We like alliteration. But apparently, response to Elmo's checking in post underscores U.S. mental health crisis. It was just a post on X, formerly Twitter, where Elmo, yes, the Sesame Street character, just asked, how is everybody doing? And it was met with thousands of responses.
Huh. Yeah, you know, and I had noticed in that thing that President Biden had also responded.
Yeah.
You know, so it's interesting. And I think what comes up for me is I had my physical with my doctor this week, and he had asked, how are you doing? And I was like, you know, it's rough out there.
Yeah.
And so I think there's this common theme through the country right now, maybe the world, of kind of struggling, I think loneliness, melancholy, feeling blue, all of those things. And so I think those check-ins are really a good and important thing.
Yeah, just subsequent when I said there are a lot of responses, what it says is the responses to the post that was seen an estimated 140 million plus times underscore a growing mental health crisis across the U.S.
Yep.
And a national spike in anxiety and depression with young people driving a rise in mental health spending. So, yeah.
Well, and I think that's another piece of this as well is that not only is there a spike in mental health stuff, but access to services has been more limited than ever. And, mm-hmm. you know, and I think there definitely need to be people supporting people who are struggling with depression and anxiety. And mm-hmm. so, but again, it's reaching crisis levels.
Hmm. An item I just had in the news for WDOGO AM and FM is Marshfield Clinic hosting an Eau Claire job fair 9 to 3 today. You've worked there for a while, so.
Yeah, I've been there 18 years. I know that Marshfield has done a job fair. I think Mayo did a job fair. I think Oakleaf did a job fair.
Mm-hmm.
I think just trying to provide, trying to respond to the crisis in the community. I mean, even when you mentioned mental health, Sacred Heart had the only adolescent
mm-hmm.
Psychiatric unit, as far as I know, and in this area. And so, again, I think it's trying to scramble to address the needs that are here.
Yeah. So, anyhow, what I was trying to lead into, I mean, you've worked at Marshfield. Obviously, you like it 18 years.
Yep.
And so
yep.
people invited. They're looking for everybody, it looks like, from nurses to respiratory therapists to imaging
yep.
specialists today, 9 to
you
3.
Bet.
All right.
Yep.
All right. Well, let's see. Yesterday, we did 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 9 through 12. And we read the scripture, talked about it a bit. So let's see what you have to say in your devotional commentary, letters to the beloved, and then talk about that. So
sure.
It's 1 Peter 3, 9 through 12. You write, times will come when others hurt you or speak negatively about you. When they do, respond with a blessing because Jesus' blood has already redeemed you. You do not need to defend yourself. You are utterly free to bless. Peter recalled David's words about the good life from Psalm 34. David was right that if anyone wants to live well, he should guard his tongue, speaking the truth and not lies, offering blessings and not curses. Turn away from temptation and toward goodness. My disciples are peace catalysts, not only appreciating peace, but pursuing it. Those trying to live according to my ways bring a smile to my face.
Yeah, I think there's a lot there. And what stood out to me was guarding our tongues, speaking the truth and not lies, offering blessings and not curses. And again, moving out into our world, what does that look like to be people who are committed to truth? I see so much name calling out there. What does it look like to step away from that as believers?
What about, I noticed the term peace catalyst, and it made me wonder, the book from Rick Love, that must have been after that you'd written that.
Yeah, if you look at the bottom of the page, it actually has Rick Love's name down there, which is where I got the term from.
Yeah, very good.
Yeah, excellent book on becoming peacemakers, and can't recommend it highly enough.
Happy birthday to Gabriel Vandenhoevel today. Happy 11th birthday to him. Hearing on the listener line at 715-396-1670 that his family listens to WWIB every day on the way to school. So happy birthday to Gabriel.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Happy birthday to all of us to you. We wish it was our birthday so we could party too. Happy birthday and all your dreams are true. We wish it was our birthday. So
it's your birthday.
There we go. Happy birthday, Gabriel. And again, we didn't get an exact time, but we hope that was in the ballpark of when you're going to school this morning. Well, it is February, and again, conditions kind of slick out there and foggy, right?
Yeah, dense fog and freezing fog. Again, the road's slick, so you're going to need to give yourself plenty of extra time, unlike me, who just rolled in here right at the last minute. Give yourself extra time to scrape the vehicle if you're listening at home, and again, if you're out on the road, just be mindful of those conditions. It is February coming in with a bang here.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, you still made it on time, so you're
you got something.
A pretty good track record with that. So, all right, well, let's talk about February. February is American Heart Month.
It is American History Month as well.
This is, of course, Black History Month.
It's also Children's Dental Health Month.
Mm-hmm. It is International Friendship Month.
February is also National Cherry Month.
Think of Door County, right? It's National Embroidery Month.
National Grapefruit Month. Get that citrus.
Mm-hmm. It's also, to the other side of that, it's National Snack Food Month with the Super Bowl.
Yes, indeed. National Wild Bird Feeding Month occurs in February as well.
It is Responsible Pet Owners Month. If you want to own a dog, we still got a few left, a few of those puppies.
You know, and again, we mentioned the cherries and the grapefruit. It's repeated. Both of those repeat in this list because they are so important. It's also National Hot Breakfast Month.
It is National Macadamia Nut Month.
And finally, it is Return Shopping Carts to the Supermarket Month.
On macadamia nuts, I think of those macadamia nut cookies, you know?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
The white chocolate chips, ones. Yep.
I'm sure they've got them at Great Harvest, right?
Yeah, so. And just fantastic. Great Harvest has great cookies.
And probably crumble cookies. Right?
Yeah. Again, enjoy to your heart's content here in February.
All right, having some fun here this morning, the first day of February, WWIB, and some kids finishing some proverbs, Caleb.
So here's the setup. A second grade teacher collected some well-known proverbs, some maxims, and he gave each kid in the class the first half of the proverb and asked them to come up with the rest. Here's what the kids came up with. So again, first half of the proverb, then the kids finish it. For instance, better to be safe than...
punch a fifth grader.
How about this?
Strike while the...
bug is close. Never underestimate the power of...
termites. Hey, don't bite the hand that...
looks dirty.
Yeah, that wouldn't taste good.
You can't teach an old dog...
math.
That's probably quite true.
Yeah, hey, if you lie down with the dogs, you...
will stink in the morning.
P.U.
Again, kids finish the proverb, some second graders here. A penny saved is...
not much.
That's pretty true.
That is. Two is company, three is...
less candy for everyone. If at first you don't succeed...
blame your little sister.
Oh, dear.
Oh, and finally this morning, laugh and the whole world laughs with you. Cry and...
you have to blow your nose.
Probably.
Kids finish the proverbs here on the Wib Wake Up Show.
It takes us back to Art Linkletter and kids say the funniest things.
The Wib Wake Up Show, WWIB. As we age, sometimes we garner a little bit more wisdom along the way, some life experience, and sometimes the younger generations just might not have that yet. And so the internet was asked, what's the most you'll understand when you get older thing? And they came up with some great responses.
Yeah. For instance, what's the most you'll understand when you're older? Like sitting outside in nice weather, just doing absolutely nothing is a gift.
You'll understand when you get older. How about this? It's better to be alone than in bad company.
You'll understand when you get older. The importance of good posture and stretching.
I'm still learning that, but the more I learn it, the more I realize I should have been doing this all along. Yes, stretch. What's the most you'll understand when you get older thing? How about this one? Not everybody is going to like you, even if you're a pretty good person.
Let go. Right, let go. Another thing you'll understand when you get older, naps aren't a waste of time. Ah,
amen.
Yes. They are so good.
Things you'll understand only when you get older, the joy of a good mattress. Mm-hmm. And I would say clean sheets as well, too.
And I would say the MyPillow Down Comforter.
There you go. Just get all the MyPillow products out there.
The power of compound interest over time. You'll understand when you get older.
How about this? You'll understand when you get older. Turning 18 doesn't actually make you an adult. Turning 21 doesn't make you an adult. Neither does graduating from college or getting your first place or getting married or having a baby. It is a gradual thing, becoming an adult.
And finally, the last thing you'll understand when you get older, sleep is a gift, not a punishment.
Yes, yes.
Well, apparently, Caleb, we're about to enter burrito season.
Yes, indeed. Chipotle says it's staffing up ahead of quote-unquote burrito season. Well, what is that?
Yeah, what is it? Last week, they announced that they're hiring 19,000 workers over the next month. And the reason?
According to the fast food chain, it's preparing for an annual surge in Mexican food consumption that lasts from March through May.
Interesting. Burrito season, the company says, represents its busiest time of the year.
But why? Do we start thinking about Cinco de Mayo when March 1st shows up? Why is this?
Well, a Chipotle spokesperson claims burrito sales increase in March due to weather and daylight. Maybe they'll start in February, considering how nice it is.
Sure. The days are warmer. The sun is out longer. So people apparently want to chow down on burritos, I guess. I mean, they're delicious.
They are. They are. They're fantastic. Square, the company that provides restaurants with those little white credit card readers, confirms that March through May last year, it saw a 20% increase in burrito sales compared with the 3 months prior.
That is significant.
Yeah.
It turns out that burritos are not the only food that gets a springtime boost.
Yeah. An analyst with a group called CFRA Research says that warmer spring weather encourages more people to dine out.
That increases foot traffic to restaurants.
Warmer
weather also brings more social activities, which means people are more likely to dine out in groups or place catering orders for events.
Now, it's interesting. I saw a post here from somebody on Facebook that it was nice yesterday and they were out grilling, you know. But
sure.
Also, hey, it's nice. Let's go to a restaurant.
Yeah, so. Why not? And speaking of Chipotle, speaking of burrito season starting a little earlier in restaurants, I'd sure appreciate it if folks would be able to go to the Chipotle on Claremont Avenue. Again, just the Claremont Avenue location in Eau Claire this Saturday from 4 to 8 p.m. Again, it's a benefit event. You may have heard on Chippewa Valley this week about my nephews, Grady and Jace. They have a very, very rare neurodegenerative condition. So there's a fundraiser for the continued research for the OHSU Foundation to, again, doing some very important research there on the West Coast. And so 33% of all proceeds from 4 to 8 p.m. at Claremont Avenue, location of Chipotle, this Saturday are going to go to this. So, again, it's very personal to our family as well, too. So thank you for supporting the research for PCAN, again, this neurodegenerative genetic condition. And thank you for supporting, again, the Binder family. I know you've met them, too. And, uh-huh. and so, yeah, just don't like putting a lot of personal things out there all the time, but this is something that would really mean a ton. If people could go out and support this.
Yeah, we had the mom and dad, Aaron and Dustin, on a Chippewa Valley this week promoting a previous event. And, I plan to be there. I got a basketball game Saturday night. But, hey, it's from 4 to 8 at the Claremont Avenue Chipotle. So let's raise as much as we can.
My kids are looking forward to it. They love going to a restaurant, as Nora tells me we should do more often. And so I said, baby, we're going to do it Saturday.